President Obama's out with a far-reaching plan to fight climate change. In a speech at Georgetown University, Obama announced his administration would launch the first-ever federal regulations to limit carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants. He's also calling for a boost in renewable energy production on federal lands and means of preparing localities to address global warming. Republican critics in Congress call the president's proposals a job killer. Obama also shed more light today on how his administration is deliberating the fate of the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to Texas.
Allowing the Keystone pipeline to be built requires a finding that doing so would be in our nation's interest. And our national interest will be served only if this project does not significantly exacerbate the problem of carbon pollution.
The pipeline has been under review for more than 4 years. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down part of the Voting Rights Act that had required federal monitoring of states with a history of racial discrimination. In a 5-4 ruling today, the justices said Congress needed to update its formula for deciding which states and localities still required pre-approval before changing voting laws. NPR's Carrie Johnson's been following this case.
Chief Justice